Have your Bible, turn to Joshua chapter 1. Amen. Joshua chapter 1. But all that I'm going to preach this morning, but I want to read a portion just to get us where we need to be. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that sole your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall I divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto your fathers, and give to them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." As we look at this morning, I want to look at chapter 3. The Bible tells us here that God spoke to Moses and he brought the children, brought them out of Egypt, brought them through the wilderness, and Moses has died. So he speaks to Moses' minister, Joshua, and he says, "Joshua, it's time for you to go in." Amen? It's time for you to go out of the wilderness. Praise God. Go in to the presence of God. That promise that God's made you. I want to say today, one of these days, in a little while, we'll enter in to that promise. Amen. It's just there right on the horizon waiting for us. But one day in a little while, we'll enter into that place, praise God, of promise. But under then, we know that we've got a God that loves us, that'll help us to get there. But the Bible says he told him, he said, "You get ready," and he said, "You be strong and of good courage." Amen. And he said, "Because God is going to work for you, just trust it, and God's going to bring you through." Can I say this morning? Just trust the Lord. Amen. Just trust him. Have courage. Be courageous today, realizing God's going to work with you. God's going to work for you. He'll lead God, direct you, praise God, and bring you into a place of promise. Now, I know nowadays it don't seem like that things is going the way that we'd like for them to go a lot of times. But praise God, that's where we just have to wait on the Lord. Amen? Just wait upon Him, knowing that He cares for us, and He's there to show us and direct us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake, and bring us in, praise God, when this thing is over. Amen? So Joshua begins to prepare the people, and we see in Joshua chapter 3, the Bible tells that Joshua rose early in the morning, and they moved from Shechem and came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priests of Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it." Amen? We just finished revival. What he's telling them here, he said, when you see the Ark of the Covenant begin to move, praise God, you need to be paying attention, and praise God, you need to go after it. I want to say, praise God, when we begin to see God move, we need to remove from our place and go after it, praise God. We need to go after that God of glory. We need to go after the presence of God. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want to be a part of some old cold dead something. I want to be in the presence, Lord, where I can get help. Because I don't know about you, but I need help every day. Amen. Hey, don't you? We all need help every day. And the only place to get help is get it from the Lord. We can try to get it from Dr. Spock and Dr. Shock and everybody else. But I want to say today, in authority of God, the only one that can give us the help we need is the Lord. And when He begins to move, praise God, Brother Andrew, we just need to go after Him. Seek Him early while He may be found. Amen? Because He's got just exactly what you need every day. Amen? He said, go after it. He said, yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go for you have not passed this way heretofore. He says, you know what? He said, you get ready to go, but He said, don't get close to our covenant. Amen. You know why He was saying that? He was speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you know what? Praise God, that thing's got to pass through. Praise God, places that you ain't able to go, you ain't able to take it, but praise be to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll go for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Nobody could go with Him, Brother Andrew. He had to go alone.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus went along, praise God. He took the beatings. He took our sin. He carried across the Calvary. He did it alone. Amen. No man there with Him, praise God. He went it alone. Praise God. He just said, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. He said, don't get too close, praise God, to that ark of promise, glory to God, because it's got to go alone. Amen. Can you see them as they rose up? Them priests, the Levites, got that ark, run that staff through them rings, picked it up, carried it on their shoulders, began to head out. And he said, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way heretofore. Now listen to what they happened. Israel came out of Egypt, praise God, God prepared a place for them to go. But they said, you know what? We can't go in there. There's too many people. There's giants in the land. We ain't able to overcome them. And God says, well, listen. He said, you know, I didn't ever ask you to overcome them. Praise God. He said, I'm an overcoming God. He said, I parted the sea, praise God, and delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians. Greater and mightier than any nation that's here. They said, where's God at? God said, I'm right here. I've been here all along. Amen. So I'll bring you out. He said, there's a way that's got to be made. He said, the way is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It took Jesus to make it. John 14:6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh Father but by me. Amen. He said, you got to stand back, praise God, and let the way be made. Amen. I want to say, praise God, Jesus Christ opened up the way for me to you get this when He paved the Calvary, praise the Lord. Amen. Extended from heaven to glory, heaven to earth, praise God, and made a way for me and you. But Joshua tells the people, said unto the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant, pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And I want you to notice what takes place. He said that you need to follow God. He said it's going to go. He said you need to go after it. Amen. So the Joshua had faith. He said, fellas, this is what you need to do, praise God. You need to take this thing and you need to head out. He said what they got to do. He said they got to set themselves aside, praise God, and they got to step out. You know what the Bible says here? He said they begin to obey God. Amen. Have you ever noticed the difference it makes when you begin to obey God? Amen. Have you ever noticed when you've been out there trying to do it on your own, praise God, trying to swing this thing by yourself, and all of a sudden you come to yourself like that old prodigal down at the hog pit in the muck and the mire that you made of your life, and you look up to God and you say, oh God, I'm sorry, would you give me a little help? Amen. And the good God of glory, praise God, sister, He just swings by on purpose, glory be to God, snatches you up out of that muck and the mire, cleans you up, praise God, put your feet on that firm foundation, glory to God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're safe at home. Amen. Just a little while ago, you was out there and you see, amen, sinfulness. But when you begin to obey God, things change. The Bible says in the Lord, verse 7, and the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be, amen, with thee. Amen. What was he doing? He said, hey, Leroy, he said, I'm going to exalt, I'm going to lift up the captain of the salvation. Amen. He said, I'm going to uplift, I'm going to magnify and exalt, amen, the Savior of glory. He said, I'm going to lift him up. Praise. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. So they're going in a tough time. God said, you know what? They need somebody they can follow, somebody they can trust in. He said, praise God. He said, I'm going to begin to do a mighty work in the eyes of Israel today. Amen. He said, I'm going to lift them up as a Savior, a preserver, praise God, who can lead them safely through. I want to say today, we've got a captain of our salvation who's faithful and true, praise God, to deliver us even unto himself. You believe that this morning? Amen. We got somebody. If we'll listen to him, praise God, he'll lead us the right way. Amen. That broad road leads to destruction. The Bible says, many there be that go in thereat. But praise God, there's a narrow path. And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm that narrow path. Amen. Amen. Makes a difference in our life. Verse 80 says, thou shalt command the priest that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, you shall stand still in Jordan. Sometimes we just got to stand still and listen to the Lord. Listen for His voice. Amen. I told them in Sunday school, we didn't have Sunday school, we just praised the Lord, worship God. I told them sometimes we just got to stand still and listen for that still small voice. Amen. That speaks to us, praise God, and shows us what we need to do. What I need to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you think He won't? He will. If you're listening, amen. We just got to listen. And Joshua said, verse 9, to the children of Israel, come hither and hear the word of the Lord your God. Amen. I'm glad I can say that today. He's the Lord my God. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my chief, my shepherd, my chief shepherd. Praise God. He's the one going before me. He's the one preparing the way. Praise God. He is the way. Amen. I get excited about that. I ain't apologizing. Praise the Lord. And Joshua said, verse 10, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that He will drive from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites, and all the other sites. Praise God. He'll clear them out. Amen. He said, God, praise God. He said, He'll go before you. I want to say, praise God tonight. We got a God that'll go before us. Amen. Amen. He'll pave the way. He'll make a way. Where there's not a way, praise God, He'll create a way. Amen. Why? Because He loves. He promised that He would. Amen. You should, when you get beside yourself, you say, well, you, preacher, there's just no way. Amen. Hey, we're forgetting. He's the way. He is the way. Amen. Praise God. When the devil rises up and the flesh rises up and says, well, I just don't see no way. Amen. Praise God. We ought to say down in our soul, praise God, soul, He's the way. Amen. Putting their faith, their trust in Him. He says, behold, the ark of the covenant, verse 11, of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you in the Jordan. Amen. Listen, whatever you're going about, praise God, God will go before you and He'll help you. Amen. Everything, every situation, praise God, if we'll listen, we'll follow God, He'll go before us and He'll make a way. He'll bring us out, praise God. He'll bring us up, glory to God, out so He can bring us out. Amen. He'll lift us up, He'll bring us out if we'll just listen to God. He's a delivering God. He ain't nothing He can't take care of. Amen. He's able. He said, now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe of man. Amen. So he said, you know what? So what we got to do is just realize, praise God, that we've already got spiritual victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. That He died, praise God, that we might have life. Amen. It's already a given. It's already done. It's past tense. All we got to do is accept the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on Him. Amen. And He said He'll go before us, praise God. The Lord of all the earth said He's passing on, praise God, before us, making a way. He said, now therefore take ye 12 men of the tribes of Israel out of every tribe of man, and it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priest that bear the ark of the Lord and the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. Amen. Now you got to get this. Who's going to do this? He said the living God's going to do this. Amen. He said, praise God, when you get down there, praise God, to the brink of the Jordan, amen, the priest praying, the covenant Lord, the presence of God, and God's going to say, waters be still. Amen. He said, they're going to stand up in attention, praise God, and they're going to salute the Lord. Amen. Praise God. All the way back up to Adam, glory to God, the salt sea's going to be cut off. Praise God, no water's going to flow to the Dead Sea. Amen. God is going to stop that thing. He's just going to put up a big old dam, praise God. Amen. And he says, okay. He's going to say, hold on right there, water. And that water is just going to stand up and say, yes, sir. Amen. Why? Why would the water do such a thing? Because he's the God of all the earth. He's a living God, praise God. The creator in God, the creator, praise God, of everything that we see. Amen. He can do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, it came to pass when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and a priest bearing the ark of the covenant before the people. And as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priest that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water of for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest. So he said it's the springtime, the spring harvest. They're getting in their winter crops, planting their spring crop. Mount Hermon's, the snow caps are melting. The rivers are raging. It's plumb out of the banks. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes I think God likes it when it gets out of the banks. I believe, praise God, hey, I believe God does His best work, Brother Jeff, when it gets out of the banks. I believe when it gets to running over and flooding our soul, praise God, that's when God does His best work. When it's running over. Amen. Praise God. Can you imagine this? The Jordan's running over, the water's way up on the land where it's not usually at during the rest of the year. Verse 16 said that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, fell and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. Ain't it amazing where God will bring you out, praise God, right where you're going to get victory? Amen. God will bring you out, praise God, right where you'll get your first victory. Amen. That's where God, glory to God, when He fixes things up and He brings us out, praise God, He'll bring us right where we're going to get our first victory. Yeah. Amen. Amen. When you get bum puzzled, the devil's giving you a fit, and you're having a hard time, you're having a hard day, you're having a hard week, praise God, just look up to God and say, glory to God, when He brings me out, I'll be at the place of victory. Amen. Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. When He brings us out, praise God, He brings us right out at the place of our first victory. Amen. What we got to do is just count on it. Say, praise God. Amen. I'm going to come out of this thing. I'm going to come out victorious in the place of victory. Amen. Glory to God. He said, and the priest that bare the ark of the covenant, the Lord, stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Amen. We see Joshua. Amen. We see him opening the way, making a way, man. We see him for all of God's people to pass over. Amen. Did you hear me? He made a way. He's making a way for all God's people. That's what Jesus done on the cross of Calvary. Amen. You say, who are God's people? Who are all God's people? I want to say, He's whosoever will. Amen. Whosoever will accept the Lord Jesus Christ, whoever will believe on Him, trust in Him, praise God. Those are the whosoever. And He's made a way for every one of us. He made a way for us to cross over, say, dry shod. Amen. That won't even have to get your sandals wet. Amen. Won't mire up in the muck of this world. Amen. He said He'll let you cross, praise God, on dry ground. Amen. No muck and mire to have to crawl through. No nastiness and filth, praise God. If we'll trust in Him, He'll make a way. He is the way. Amen. 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 So they started out. They got the covenant. They started following God, praise God. And God opened up water, stood the water up in a heap. Amen. And they started marching across. Amen. Look at chapter 4, verse 1. He said, and it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man. You know what He's speaking of here? What God's speaking of? He's not only speaking of deliverance that He had for them, but He's speaking of that unity that He's got for His people. He says, praise God. He said, it's not for God to leave any man behind. Amen. He said, God's will is that all should come to repentance. Amen. That none should perish. Amen. He said, I'm not going to leave anybody. And He gives us an example. Amen. He gives us an example. He said, I'm not going to leave none. But now there were some tribes that were going to stay on the east side. They said, you know what? They told Moses, we like it over here on this side. We'd be all right if we just camp over here, if we make our home over here on this side. And he said, well, yeah, okay, that'd be all right. But the Bible tells us here, praise God, that when even as he began to do that, that he had a plan that he wasn't going to leave nobody behind. Amen. He said, out of every man a tribe. Jump over to verse 12, and he said, and the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the children of Israel as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle into the plains of Jericho. Amen. God had made him a promise over on the other side, but he said, praise God. He said, before you go back and settle in, glory be God, you got to go on the other side. Yeah. Amen. Hey, glory God. He said, I ain't going to have it said that God left anybody behind. He's not going to ever be a testimony that God left somebody behind. Praise God. He said, every one of you have got to send representatives. Amen. Because everybody has to have an opportunity to get to the other side. Yeah. Amen. I'm not going to leave nobody out. Amen. Could you imagine God loved you that much? That He give us example, praise God, of this unity and deliverance, praise God, that He has for every one of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 3 of chapter 4 said, and command ye them, saying, take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and lead them in the lodging place, where you shall lodge this night. Now God told Joshua, He said, you take those 12 tribes, you select you out a godly man out of each tribe. He said, I want what you want to do. He said, when those waters is abated, when they stand up in a heap, He said, I want you to go down there in the Jordan, and I want every man to get him a stone, a mighty stone, get it upon his shoulder. He said, I want you to take it to the house where you're going to camp tonight. Amen. I want you to take it with you. Amen. Because God had a plan. See, God had a purpose in doing this. You know, God's always got a plan and He's always got a purpose. There's nothing ever taken Him by surprise. He's never said, oops, didn't see that coming. Never happened with God. Amen. So the Bible says that in verse 4, it said, then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord, your God, into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up, every man of you, a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribe of the children of Israel. Amen. So he directs these 12 men to go in, Mr., and to get them a rock, a mighty stone, amen, and put it on his shoulder and carry it out. Why did he do that? Joshua says in verse 5, and Joshua said unto them, pass over Jordan before the ark of the Lord and your God in the midst of Jordan. Take with you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder according to the number of tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be the sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Amen. What mean ye by these stones? Amen. That's the title of my message this morning. What mean ye by these stones? He said, what does these stones mean? He said, one day in a little while, when one of these little old young'uns come to you and they look over there next to the Jordan, they come along in their journey and they say, Daddy, what's the meaning of these stones? Amen. What is these stones? Daddy, what's up with this stone? What is up with this thing? Amen. Praise God. He said, so you'll have something to tell them. Amen. What meaneth these stones? He said, then you shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan, and the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Amen. Praise God, not for a little while. Praise God. I believe if you go over right now, those stones are still there. Amen. 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 Why? Because God put them there for a memorial. Praise the Lord. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded. And he took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan as the Lord spake unto Joshua according to the number of tribes of the children of Israel, carried him over with them unto the place where they lodged and laid them down there. But listen what happens. So you see that these men of Israel, they've each got them a great stone. They've got it on the shoulder. They carried it over where they're going to spend the night. And they lay it down. Notice what Joshua does. And Joshua, verse 9, set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan in the place where the feet of the priest which bare the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. And now Joshua, what he did, he went out into that water. Amen. He went out there before them priests. Amen. God, where they had sinned in the midst of that thing, it dried up. Amen. Dried up. I mean, dried up. Nothing there. But praise God. He gathered him up 12 stones for every nation of Israel, every tribe of Israel. And he built them up there in the middle of that Jordan. You know what he was doing? He was speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ in that overwhelming flood that would overwhelm him, that would consume him, that would push him down, that would drive him down. Praise God, but he put that out there in the middle of Jordan for the children of Israel to see, for me and you to know about, praise God, as a memorial to them of what Jesus Christ was coming to do. Amen. 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 Those overwhelming floods, praise God. Can you imagine when God said, okay, and he moved back his hand. Amen. Listen to what it says. He goes on to say, in verse number 10, said, for the priest which bare the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, praise God. He said everything went as planned. Amen. I got to hold this up now. I about had me a spell. He said everything went according to plan, just like God had said, until he said Joshua, amen, Joshua, amen, which means glory to God. The name Joshua literally means in the Hebrew, glory to God, that God saved, or God sends a Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said Joshua. Amen. He said, glory to God, it's finished. Yeah, glory to God. He said, that altar's been set up. The blood's been applied. Praise God. The overwhelming flood has poured down upon it. Praise God. He said, it's finished. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for a Savior, praise God, that went all the way till it was finished? I tell you what, I ain't going to quit, praise God. Brother, try to get to the finish line. Amen. That's glory. I can see the lights of home. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, and the people hasted and passed over. So it came to pass when all the people were clean, passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priest in the presence of the people. And the children of Reuben done read that, and you're hearing. Drop down to verse 14. It's and on that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Amen. He said, its work here is finished. He said, come on up out of there. And Joshua therefore commanded priests, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass when the priest had that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the feet, the priest's feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all his banks as they did before. Amen. Oh, amen. Overwhelming flood. Praise God. Come right back. But praise God. Hey, we look around today and it may seem like there's an overwhelming flood that's trying to overcome us, that's trying to overflow us, that's trying to sweep us away. But praise God. It may just seem that way, because if you're a child of God, praise the Lord, I will tell you, God's got you in His hand. He's got you covered. You're in the Father's hand. You're covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost there to guide you, praise God, and to keep you. Amen. You're sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen. Don't worry about those overwhelming floods. Just put our trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise His holy name. That's his name. He said, and the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, now listen to this, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, amen, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. Amen. You know what he is saying? He said, glory be to God. He said, we wandered around in the wilderness because of our unbelief. But glory be to God, in just a little while, he said, God, the deliverer, showed up. Amen. He said, come here, Alexis. Let me borrow you a minute. Come here. Come here. Let me borrow you a minute. Amen. And God says, let's do this. He said, one of these days. He said, one of these days. He said, when people begin to ask you, when these little children begin to look up at you with these little old bitty children's eyes, and they say, Mama, Daddy, what meanest these stones? He said, hey, listen, Alexis. You know what that was? That was where the Lord Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. And they took upon himself the overwhelming turmoil that this world has so that we can be safe and secure in the Lord. Little Alexis, it's a memorial, praise God, of a good God of glory who loves us and cares for us with a godly care. Amen. When they say, Mama, Daddy, what mean those stones? You say, listen, that's just so that you can see with your little eyes how great and mighty God is, how He opened up those waters and He made them stand up in a heap. She says, what do you mean, Daddy? That means that God stop the waters from flowing. That he, by his word, praise God, he built a dam that would stop that overflowing torrent from coming down and consuming you. Amen. From sweeping you away. Amen. But said God made a way. Lexus said God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, that you could have hope, that you'd have a Savior, that you'd have a protector. It's a reminder to you that God loves you, that Jesus loves you. Amen. That He gave Himself for you on the cross of Calvary. So that you could stand and raise your hand and say, Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Amen. That's what it is. It's a memorial to those that's gone before. It's those that's a praise God, that stepped out on faith. They followed God. They believed God. They stepped out and followed the covenant of God, that promise of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Said, my little Alexis, what that is, that's a memorial. It's what you can know exactly how much God loves you. Amen. He put that there for you because the Lord Jesus Christ cares for you enough that He died for you. And He opened up those waters so that you could pass through. Amen. On dry ground. Amen. You don't have to get caught up in sin. You don't have to do things that's displeasing to God because He's made a way. He's left you a memorial, praise God, that He loves you and He cares for you. And if you'll seek Him, if you'll follow Him, if you'll follow Jesus, He'll make a way for you. Amen. Amen. He'll lead you right into heaven one day. And you know what? Because of that memorial, one day you'll get to see Jesus. Amen. Would you like to see Jesus? One day you can if you just look at that memorial. Amen. That's what it's about. He said, one day, He said, the little children will say, what meaneth these stones? One of these days, I tell you, one of these days, our children are going to ask, what's the meaning of all this? I don't understand. What are you trying to do up at Stony Ford Baptist Church? He said, praise God. Hey, we're trying to leave a memory. We're trying to establish a memorial. Amen. Of all those it's gone before. A memorial of the Lord Jesus Christ who died for us. According to the Scriptures. Why? Because God said so. And He rose up the third day according to... Because God said so. Amen. And He ascended up to heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father because God said so. Amen. Praise God. He established us a memorial. What meaneth these stones? Joshua said, hey, what you need to do is tell your children, praise God. He said, they were some faithful folk. Stepped out on faith after wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years. they stepped out on faith. He said, you know what? We're going to separate ourselves from all this mess. And said, we're going to, he said, Joshua, wherever you lead, we'll follow. Amen. Joshua, in type of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, we follow. He said, wherever you lead us, we're going to follow. Amen. And he said, well, prepare yourself today for, and he said, 3 days, he said, we're going. Amen. Three days. Wow. Imagine that. He said, prepare yourself. He said, for 3 days, get yourself ready. Amen. Because after 3 days, this thing's going to get real. Amen. After 3 days, praise God, we're going to leave all this behind us. Amen. An overflowing flood, praise God, is going to come down and consume somebody. But praise God, that somebody is going to come up victorious over flood. A memorial of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, that overflowing flood, praise God, he'll come on. But praise God, he'll come up victorious with his hand in the air. And say, Heavenly Father, here I am. Amen. Glory to God. And Heavenly Father, he said, come up hither. Praise the Lord. The work's finished. Them disciples stood there on the Mountain of Olives and they looked up and they seen Jesus taken up into heaven. The angels, the two angels, white with power, stood beside. Why standing you here gazing up in heaven?
Right.
He said, this same Jesus, amen, said he's coming again.
Yeah.
Amen. Said he's coming again, just like you see him, praise God, today. Said he's coming again. Amen. What do we have today? We've got a memorial. Amen. When the little children see it, they say, look, what meaneth this? What meaneth these stones? He said, praise God, it's a memorial of what God's done. Praise God. I want to say we've got a memorial. Amen. We're going to celebrate Memorial Day tomorrow. But boy, we got a memorial in Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What He did for us. I praise God. I appreciate all these men that's fought. These men made the ultimate sacrifice that gave their life for this country. Amen. You know why they did that? They did that so we'd have the liberty to stand this morning and worship the Lord God of glory. Amen. To magnify, lift the name of Jesus, praise God, from the rooftops this morning. Amen. They died for, they left a memorial. What meaneth these stones? It means what it means is they some men that stood up, gave their life, the ultimate sacrifice for their faith, for what they believed in. Amen. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to me? It means, praise God, they seen something worth fighting for. And somebody said, hey, would you follow me? And they stepped out and said, okay, where do we need to go? What do I need to do? Amen. Good to God that we could get that desire again. Men and women, boys and girls, pray God could step out one more time. Amen. They could see that memorial and say, what do I need to do? How can I be a part of this thing? Something so magnificent. Amen. Joshua would say, hey, he said, when you see the Ark of the Covenant, amen, when you see the presence of God, he said, just follow it. Amen. When you see the presence of God, just follow it. When children say, hey, listen, Mama, Dad, what does these stones mean? What is this memorial about? He said, when you see the presence of God, just follow it. Amen. Praise the Lord.